I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time again for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. He's also the producer of the new podcast, The Wisdom Project, which features audio from the collection. Doug, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what is it that you have brought us today?
The Nunn Center has close to 10,000 interviews in the archive, but we still have interviews that are in some of these boxes that we actually don't know we have. For example, tapes from the 1970s that had labels that fell off. So I was going through one of the boxes of reel-to-reel tape, and there before my eyes was this tape with this name carved in pen on the outside of the box, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
See if you recognize this voice.
Kentucky Fried Chicken was never conceived as a product to be franchised. It was conceived as just a good item on the menu in the dining room.
So we clearly had an interview that had been part of a student project in the 1970s that got turned over to the archive, and this interview was an interview with Colonel Sanders.
And this is particularly timely because the Colonel is a member of the 2016 class of the Kentucky Entrepreneurial Hall of Fame.
That's what's fascinating about this interview, is that for an hour, Colonel Sanders is really talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken as this startup, a small business that he's trying to get off the ground, which then turns into this global phenomenon. And all of this happened really so late in life.
I had reached the age of 66 by that time, but I concluded I'd sell my business at auction and I'd put in all my time. My future was to be in the franchise business.
Colonel Sanders had a restaurant in North Corbin. It had been reviewed by Duncan Hines in 1939. He really perfected the secret recipe in 1940. So he has this restaurant that's getting national publicity, but it's not close to the interstate. And when the interstate's going to be put in, that's when he really has the aha moment that he's going to need to branch out if he's going to continue progressing in this business model.
So you could be a roadside burger joint, but serve the Colonel's chicken.
Yes, you were licensing the Colonel's chicken, his recipe, his workflow, everything.
Well, you see, it started out very slow. I didn't have anybody handling the chicken. I got a nickel out of a chicken, and he got three orders out of a chicken. So that didn't do me much good. It was very slow. So money was scarce with me, too, after I'd paid up all my bills. And I just had my $105 Social Security. That was to buy gas and pay a hotel bill if I stayed in hotels. Yeah. But I had a big, heavy wool red blanket that my franchise in Salt Lake City had given me. And that big red blanket was heavy. I roll up in that blanket and sleep in the car at night. So if I got a franchise the next day, I got to have money enough to buy the cooker instead of having to give it to the hotel. And so I think the moral to my life is, don't quit at age 65. Maybe your boat hasn't come in yet.
So his ship did come in the form of an investment group led by former Governor John Y. Brown and Jack Massey, who purchased the company that would become KFC as we know it for $2 million.
And in the podcast episode, we get that point of view from John Y. Brown.
You can also hear the origins of the name Kentucky Fried Chicken, the origins of the white suit, of the phrase finger looking good.
And the name of the podcast is The Wisdom Project.
And you can find that podcast anywhere you find podcasts, also at the website thewisdomproject.life. You can also listen to all the oral history interviews featured in this episode online at kentuckyoralhistory.org.
Well, who'd have thunk it? It's Thanksgiving week, and we're talking about chicken. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a terrific holiday.
Thanks for having me. You too.